In this modern world of digital everything and social media mayhem, it's very easy to see how extramarital flirtation and affairs can entice and ensnare unsuspecting partners. With no face-to-face contact, one can believe that there is no real harm in engaging in a little online flirtation. But this is the very behavior that is leading people down a road to destruction in their marriages. We want to make couples aware of the dangers and offer wise counsel as to how to keep your marriage protected on the next Family Matters. Hi, I'm Graham Schnell for Family Matters, where we offer practical advice from Focus on the Family. A concerned husband wrote to us with this question: how should I respond if my spouse receives inappropriate and flirtatious messages via social media? I ran across something like this on her page the other day, and it's been bothering me ever since. What can I do about it? The first thing you should do is sit down and discuss this with your spouse. It's important to be open and honest and lay everything out on the table. Don't get angry, don't accuse or blame. Instead, use I-based language. In other words, try telling your wife how you feel and what you experience when you see these flirtatious messages coming over the internet. Ask her what she thinks the two of you should do about it. Bear in mind that online flirting is really no different than any other type of flirting. Try to approach the situation just as you would if someone had approached your spouse inappropriately at a party or some other social event. Be humble and sensitive. Bring all your best communication skills into play and make the preservation of your marriage the number one priority. Once you've talked the matter through, move on to a discussion of boundaries. Ask your spouse what can be done to put a stop to the inappropriate messages. Be open with one another about your respective expectations for social media. Work together to draw up a list of Facebook best practices. If the two of you have been maintaining separate Facebook pages, we strongly suggest that you share your passwords with one another and maintain an open door policy where Facebook communications are concerned. Make sure that icons, photos, and any other visual images posted on the page remind visitors of your marital relationship. Use pictures that show husband and wife together. The whole point is to design a page that reflects the couple's identity as a unit. This in itself will discourage flirtatious messages from individuals whose motives are less than honorable. Your wife can draw a line in the sand by telling the individual in question, "If you don't cease and desist, I will unfriend you." If the flirting continues, she could go ahead and block him. Meanwhile, remember that you don't necessarily have to deal with this problem via Facebook. In the internet world, it's important to know when it's time to take things offline. If it seems appropriate, either you or your spouse should contact this person by phone and have a serious conversation about the matter. Be sure to let your words and actions be guided by objective standards of propriety rather than by emotions. If you need help sorting this out and would like to have a third party offer counsel to the two of you, Focus on the Family's counseling department would be happy to discuss your questions with you over the phone. Please feel free to call 031-716-3300 to speak to someone who can help. May we also suggest a great resource entitled Boundaries in Marriage. This book shows couples how to apply the 10 laws of boundaries that can make a real difference in relationships. It will help husbands and wives understand the friction points or serious hurts and betrayals in their marriage, and will help to establish values that form a godly structure and architecture for their marriage. You can order Boundaries in Marriage when you visit safamily.co.za or by calling 031-716-3300. Remember that safeguarding your marriage against any intruders or temptations could save it in the long run, because a thriving marriage is invaluable. This program was produced by Focus on the Family. I'm Graham Schnell, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Family Matters.